Are American tech companies facing discriminatory taxation in Europe? Well, that's what a bipartisan group of senators is claiming. They say that companies like Apple and Amazon are treated unfairly in Europe, and they're calling on the Obama administration to retaliate. But there are many who are arguing the opposite, and there's a big debate in the EU over whether American corporations are getting preferential treatment to the detriment of taxpayers. Rana Faruhar is assistant managing editor for business and economics at Time in New York. And Rana, what is this fight over in Europe?
Big tech companies like Google and Apple are based in the U.S., but they sell their products globally, and they have offices everywhere. And increasingly, they've been doing what's called tax optimization, which is looking for the absolute lowest places to pay taxes around the world. And that could be anywhere from Luxembourg to the U.K. to places like Bermuda. And what these companies do is they put offices in some intellectual property, patents, they locate them there in a legal sense. And even though they might not be doing very much physical business in those places, they can claim that they are based there and then pay a lower tax rate. Well, what the EU is now saying is, hey, that's not fair. If you're, selling iPhones or running search functions in France and Italy, you should be paying the local tax rates there, which are, of course, much higher than they are in these offshore or lower tax havens.
Right. The EU, in addition, this week proposed new rules for closing tax loopholes. I mean, how would that affect these companies?
Well, so just to complicate matters a little more, too, as if this isn't already complicated enough, the EU itself is often at odds with European countries over the tax rules, because there are countries like England, like Luxembourg, that actually want to attract money and attract business by offering these sort of attractive tax rates for these companies. You know, even though American politicians also don't like to see companies like Apple and Google send profits abroad and not bring them back to the U.S., we've heard about the fight over tax inversions. They are also concerned. Everybody's concerned about who's going to get the money, who's going to get the big pot of cash at the end of the rainbow.
It's so interesting. So a schism within Europe itself. And you touched on the fact that American politicians don't like those corporate inversions. So on the one hand, maybe closing those European tax loopholes would help on that front. But on the other hand, they don't necessarily want American companies to be overly taxed. I mean, it's really a complicated stew here.
It is a complicated stew. And, you know, here's the really actually kind of simple and very big issue at the center of this. The current global tax system was developed in 1927. Okay, so we're going back to a time when, A, companies like Apple and Google that sort of deal in virtual technologies and things that can be located anywhere didn't exist. Now, over the last several decades, companies can be anywhere and everywhere. And, of course, the citizens that vote for governments want their share of the wealth that they feel is created in their own countries. So there is coming global tax war that we're only just beginning to see.
Oh, interesting. I mean, so once again, policy having to catch up with business reality.
Absolutely.
Rana Faruhar is assistant managing editor for business and economics at Time. Rana, it was really great to speak with you. Thanks so much.
Thank you for having me.